I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Nightside. This is the Nightside Project.
This is a twisted web. And we are not finished untangling it.
Nightside on KSL. A limited edition spring season.
It's beautiful out there, Alex. Spring is in the air.
Yeah, so are your respiratory droplets, so stay away from me.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
All right, welcome back. This is the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard. I've got Andy Farnsworth here with me. And
good evening.
Alex Carey is away for the evening. He'll be back next week. We want to do some first world problems. Do you know how this goes? Text it in to 57500. Now, one thing that I forgot to do, and this is my fault, I take full responsibility for it. Because
I was going to blame you.
Because Alex isn't here, you're in place of Alex, and also Jeremy, our regular producer, is not here. And we've had a great fill-in producer, Dallin, but I'm afraid that I didn't give you guys a heads up on something.
Okay.
We actually have some music that we play during First World Problems.
Oh.
And I don't know if you've got any music up there available to you. It's Songbird. It's that, the saxophone guy.
Give us a couple seconds. We're working on it.
All right. Okay. I apologize. I take full responsibility for that. But I really wanted to mention it because I think it would be weird.
To do it without it.
At this point, we just have been doing, we've linked that song with First World Problems for so long that,
Songbird, huh?
Yeah. It's the saxophone guy.
Kenny G. Oh, I bet I can find it.
Yeah. You got it in there. It's in there. It's in the system because we play it every time. We've been playing it for years, man. It's in the system.
Okay.
Look in the system.
Look in the system. Here, I think I may have found it.
And in the meantime, get your... Yes, there it is. Get those texts coming in. 57500. We got two from Ferox. They say, first world problem, my eco-friendly reusable metal straw gets too cold to put my delicate lips on.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, that's one thing that I like about the metal straws, though. I don't like the clank. I don't like the feel on my teeth, but I like how cold they get. I do like that. All right. I can't just say
the video for Songbird.
Are you also watching the video?
Yeah.
So are you just playing it off of YouTube? Is that what you're doing?
Playing it off of YouTube.
All right. Well, be careful because this segment is probably going to go longer than the song, so you're going to need to be able to intercept it before it goes to the next video. Who knows what that's going to be?
That's true.
And then from Ferox, my favorite pie restaurant opened their dining room today, but I gained the quarantine 15. I really shouldn't eat out.
You know what? You do it anyway. Don't let that become a first world problem.
Let it be a first world opportunity.
Exactly.
That's what you
know. You do some things for all the people who can't. It's what I used to say, you know, when, years ago, General Conference, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, they broadcast it here, but, you know, back in the 80s and early 90s, you either had to go watch it on satellite if you were a member somewhere else. And so I felt it was my duty to lay in bed in my pajamas and watch it for all the people who couldn't.
Yeah. I think that was the least you could do. Literally the least you could do.
I literally couldn't do any less.
Here's one. First world problem. The printer had a glitch and I had to read the Sunday comics in black and white instead of color.
Oh, my. Wait, so they print out their own comics?
I guess, yeah.
I saw one. Someone in the break room keeps stopping their microwave 1 second before the timer. But the worst is if you don't clear it. You can stop it a second before the timer. But then you can't just leave it there, because so then somebody comes in, starts pressing the buttons, nothing happens, and you're like, oh, 1 second left, and then you clear it.
No, the worst is when there's like 15 seconds left. I mean, you don't really notice. It runs for 15 and then stops and you didn't see how much time there was. And you're like, well, how long did this go? I don't know. Was it in for a minute? 5 minutes? I don't know.
Yeah, it's hilarious with microwaves. They can literally cook anything. They've got all kinds of design, you know, fancy things that you can do. And here's how we use them. 1 minute, 30 seconds, 2 minutes, and then you just watch it. Okay, that looks about done.
I can only buy 2 packs of meat at my local Smith's. First world problems.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
First world problem, my above ground pool is filling too slowly. It's only at 10 inches, and it needs 38 more inches. You're gonna run Copperton out of water. You're gonna run those guys dry.
First world problem, the air conditioning gets too cold, and then I have to go outside to warm up.
Oh, but isn't that a great feeling, though, when you walk out into the heat? You kind of feel your skin crackle in that desert sun a little bit.
It's a great feeling knowing that you can go right back in the house
and get
cold again.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely correct.
That is the only way. I had a first world problem. Amazon Prime sometimes takes 3 days instead of 2.
What?
To deliver me my package. I pay for 2-day delivery, and sometimes it takes 3, especially during the pandemic.
You should switch that other option to Amazon.
What other option?
Oh, yeah. No, that is a problem, isn't it? Here's another first world problem from Brandon. Had to go to 4 Walmarts to buy my two youngest their new bikes. That is the case. If you're looking for bikes, good luck to you. Good luck to you.
People are starving in another part of the world, and you had to go to 4 Walmarts to get your son their bikes.
You know where I got a bike for my son? Because my son's been riding his bike to work.
Oh, yeah?
I picked it up at just on the classifieds. And it was great. It's a specialized rock hopper from the 90s. It's a really good bike. It's in really great condition, and I think it's awesome. So
my wife gets bikes used for our kids. Maybe we bought one new bike in the 20 years we've been married.
It makes the most sense, because even if it's in poor condition, you get a good deal, and then you just take it to a bike shop and pay to have it tuned up.
Well, but you think about it too. When I was growing up, bikes were like 2 sizes. There was the slightly smaller bike and then the full size adult bike. So my first bike was too big for me. But
yeah, I was
going to grow into it like many other things from the 80s.
Yeah, you went from BMX bike to your dad's
old 10-speed.
Your dad's old 10-speed, yeah, the 10-speed with the curled handlebars. I remember getting on that and just feeling like, how does any of this work? The tires are so skinny and I'm so high.
That's true. And then they wear out too.
Yeah.
Because you skid them.
Oh, yeah.
All right. My problem is now that gas is so cheap, I can't decide between ethanol-free or premium. Mm. Gas is too cheap. That is just definitely a first world problem.
Just pick whichever one is the most expensive. Here's another first world problem. The kids ate all my Cool Ranch Doritos.
You know what? You bought them. They should have been yours.
You need to crack the whip, man. You need to take charge in your home. First world problem, waiting for the hot water to get hot at the tap. You know, I never had this problem, but in my current house I do. I don't know what it is, but the kitchen sink isn't that far from the water heater in the basement, but I think they run that pipe up onto the roof and then back down again. I mean, it takes so long to warm up the kitchen sink. It just annoys me. Hey, good job catching the end of the song. Are you going to be able to restart it?
Oh, I did already.
Okay, awesome. Well done. Let's see here. A couple of the first world problems coming in.
Can't go to a darn movie house to see a movie.
First world problem, the background music on the Nightside Project is too loud.
I fixed that.
Okay, all right. Well, at least we fixed it, because we got to go to commercial. Heaven forbid the commercials be too loud.
That's true.
First world problem, can't go to a darn movie house to see a movie. So glad you guys are back.
Well, thank you. Here's a first world problem, Ethan. The Nightside Project is only in limited edition spring release.
Oh, I know. But you know what? We'll all live. We lived without the Nightside Project once before. We'll live without it again.
We will.
All right.
All right, first world problems. Thank you all for sharing with us the trials and tribulations that you are going through so we can all commiserate together and strengthen each other in these trying times of
getting
your Doritos eaten and your air conditioning too cold and
Very well
go
said.
To multiple Walmarts to get a bike.
What did you learn on the Nightside Project? That's all there is next. So we pivot from first world problems to what did you learn on the Nightside Project? Send those texts into 57500. And I also, Andy, also have a Zen headline.
I like that. We need one. It's the end of the week. Let's go into the weekend on a good note.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.